560 WNSR.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. And, you know, you got to have a lot of respect. Dudes have a tough game last night in Calgary. They got to get on a plane. They fly to California to get ready to play tomorrow night against the very good and very hot San Jose Sharks. And the last thing I would think that Jordan Tutu wants to do is a radio interview, but I'll be damned. He's on the line with us to join us for a couple of minutes on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. Toots, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on the air today.
Wow, hey, man, we appreciate you doing it. I mean, you would think at the end of a roadie like this, it's the last thing that you want to do, but we appreciate you talking to us for a few minutes. And I tell you what, you've been playing great lately. You look fresh, you look healthy, and you look strong. Talk to us just about how you feel out there in the last several games.
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot better. You know, it's after being away from the game for that period of time, you tend to lose a little bit of your touch. So other than that, I've been taking it one game at a time here, and I think I'm about six or seven games in here, feeling a lot more confident out there. And right now we're battling for a playoff spot, so this is the best time of the year to be playing hockey.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's inspirational. I mean, the way you've handled your business and taken care of things and the way you're playing on the ice has just been inspirational. And one thing you haven't lost is that desire to put that puck on the net. And I think that wears off, hopefully, on some of the young guys, is that because it seems like you're one of the guys that is willing to shoot. And hey, you know what? I played. I mean, shoot. I mean, you got weird things happen. Rebounds, pucks go in, short side, whatever. Get the puck on net. And I think that that's something that about your game that I think you enjoy in it. And I would think that your teammates enjoy it. They know that you're locked and loaded when it comes to you.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of guys who love going to the net. And, the only way to score goals is if you get the puck to the net. So, we have guys who are willing to fight to get into that crease area, which a lot of goals are being scored nowadays. You know, you got to be able to be willing to get to that net and get to that blue paint. For me, I'm more of a shooter than a passer. So I love shooting the puck. I shoot probably 100 pucks after practice every day, and they might not all hit the net, but hey, I'm doing my best to get the puck there. And bottom line is, I'm just happy to be back with the guys here. You know, everyone's been very supportive of me, and right from the coaching staff to the organization, everyone's been class act. And I'm just happy doing what I love.
Talk about playing with the young guys, because you've been out there playing. You got you get the helper on Blake Jeffrey's goal the other night, and they're mixing you in with those guys. And talk about what it's been like, for you, because you've been around now. This is what, your eighth season now, really, with the Predators. So that puts you pretty high on a seniority list with this team. And it's almost like you go from being the kid, and then some point in time in your career, you're still young, but you're the mentor. You know what I mean? And so talk about playing with those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was in their shoes back in the day as well. And, you look up to guys who've been around the league for a certain number of years. And, I just try and lead by example. I show up to work every day with a good work ethic and the right mindset. Sometimes we take it for granted for what we do. And, we just got to enjoy every moment of it and have fun. Bottom line, you got to be able to enjoy yourself and just take it all in. With the group of guys that we have here, everyone's been great with the young guys, and I'm sure we're definitely easy to talk to. So they all know that, and we're just happy to have guys come up and then fill in for different types of roles.
How much time do you guys spend watching, scoreboard watching and playing the numbers? I was running the numbers earlier, and the pace is this, and you gotta go 10-6, 11-5 in the last 16, and then you'll make it and all that kind of stuff. How much time do the guys spend looking at what everybody else is doing when it's, I call it restrictor plate hockey right now, because you just can't separate from anybody?
Yeah, well, I think the bottom line is we're here to play hockey, and that's what we love to do. And when you bring good work ethic, good things happen. You know, we call it the hockey gods. When you do good things right over and over again, you know, it tends to work out in the end. So we're just taking it one game at a time here, and you know, we need points every night, and we all know that. And you know, right from Pekka, our D-man and forwards, we're battling every night. We're doing the best we can, and you know, hoping, you know, that we come out on top night in, night out.
I would think for guys like yourself, Jordan Tootoo with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Highline, I think guys like yourself, you've been around here for a while now. You've seen the fans go through the ups and downs and the changes that have happened in management. And it seems like right now, you know, there is a lot of good vibe in that building. And what goes on at a Preds home game, you know, this garbage about non-traditional NHL city, it's all a bunch of crap. This is as good a place to play and as good a building to be in. I would think, though, that a certain amount of guys like yourself that have been around for a little bit, you'd love nothing more to extend a playoff run for these fans. I mean, just to be able to hand them a second round or, God forbid, a third round, you know, in the NHL playoffs. Do you guys kind of feel that pressure for these people?
Well, you know, Nashville has been tremendous throughout my career, and the fans just been unbelievable every year. And, you know, obviously we play the game for one thing, and that's the Stanley Cup. And you know, as much as they want us to see us in the finals, we want to be there as well too. You know, it's sometimes things don't work out the way we would like them to, but you know, we give it all every night. And you know, as much as, like you said, the fans, they're probably one of the loudest in the league. And you know, Nashville is a great, great city to be playing hockey, and you know, the people are wonderful. The city is great with us, and you know, it's just an unbelievable experience to be a part of. And you know, obviously, our goal is to make the second round this year. And but first of all, we don't want to look too far ahead of ourselves. Yeah. So we're gonna take it one game at a time here. I think 15 games left, and you know, playoffs is what we want.
Go get those mud skippers is what you need to do. Take care of those guys tomorrow night down there in their building, because they've been playing pretty good hockey lately. And I'm going to ask you one question about the makeup of the team. You know, you've been known as a guy, obviously, you'll go, you're an instigator, you're out there, you're a hardcore player. There's always somebody shoving you at the end of a shift. Is this team, as it's constituted right now, this Predators team, is it tough enough? I mean, do you got the hard nose where you can not be pushed around, or would you like to see somebody emerge, somebody else emerge, maybe with a little bit more of that, you know, that hard school mentality? And because it just seems like sometimes some of the guys get pushed around a little bit, and we don't have somebody to, you know, kind of have their back enough.
Well, you know, every guy that plays with the Predators know the way it is. And, you know, you got to be able to grind it out night in, night out. And obviously, everyone's tough in this league. And whether that's being mentally tough or physically tough, everyone has different roles. And, you know, we don't want to be a team that is known to be pushed around. And, you know, that's why we train hard in the off season. You know, it's, sometimes you're going to have your ups and downs, and you just got to be able to fight through that mentally and physically. So, you know, once you know, when I bring the physical part of the game, I think it really feeds off onto a lot of the other guys. And bottom line is, I know there's 20 guys on my team that will back me up night in, night out. So that's what's great about our group.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, it does seem to be a good room, that's for sure. And then you add Mike Fisher into the mix, bring up some of the young guys, and see how this thing rolls. All right, you said it, man. It's playoff hockey. It's not April. It's March, and it's playoff hockey every night, it seems like now. And it's just the way it's going to be. So, you know, we're enjoying it. 12 out of the last 16 at home. That doesn't suck. And, you know, get these guys here to make it for a nice trip home.
All right, guys. Thanks again. And I'd like to thank the people of Nashville for supporting me throughout the last couple months here. I'm looking forward to making a good playoff run here for you guys, and hope to hear you guys cheering nice and loud, man. Thanks for everything.
Toots, we got a lot of respect for you, man. I mean, you did, right, like guys. I say, you take care of your business like a pro. It's a good job by you.
All right.
There's Jordan Tootoo.